is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. We're teaching class today with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Grace Thorne's sixth grade in Ryan, Oklahoma. And Grace, you are up next. What is your question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
We all know men aren't smarter than women. So why are most of the scientists, lawyers, and presidents of countries in the world men?
That's changing, your worshipness. Because, in fact, women are actually smarter than men, and they rule from behind the scenes. I'm kidding. Basically, the universe has been patriarchal. That means men-oriented, the father. And there was a time in history when it was matriarchal, where the woman was more important. In Mexico, for example, it is the woman that runs the family. And so, traditionally, Iran, Iraq, and the way they treat women and women's liberation and those kinds of things is a throwback to a previous time when men ruled everything. That's changing, and go get them, girl. Because you're probably smarter than most of the men and know it. Actually, women are more intuitive and artistic and work from the right side of the brain, or what they call the right brain part, while left brain is more associated with language and reason. And so in our culture, we've always had men be larger than women. Very rarely is a woman the same physical equal size, and that means that the man has a chance to be more like a bully and in charge of taking over things. However, the women, in many, many cases, are actually smarter. It's changing, and you're going to be one of those that goes out and makes that change.
Rick, when I was in elementary school, you're welcome. Rick, when I was in elementary school, I believe that we had the girls had higher grades than the boys. I believe that the girls were more mature for their age than the boys.
Yeah,
didn't you see that
true
when you were growing up, Rick? Mm-hmm. So Grace, your question of we know that men are not smarter than women, it's probably true. It's probably true. Okay, Lisa, you are next with
less stress. You know, trying to be a ruler. I don't know if you've ever noticed, because you know you haven't. You're not old enough to notice, but I've noticed over my years that someone that is a president of the United States ages way quicker than normal. The stress of being in that position has its drawbacks, and the kinds of lifestyle and health.
You're absolutely right. It happened to every single president as long as I've been alive, and I've noticed that, Rick, especially when the current president took office, his hair was brown, and now there's a lot of white in his hair. And it's, you know, hasn't been all that long. Just he's in his second term. So you're absolutely right. 4 years as president or 8 years as president really shortens a person's life.
Yeah, it's a lot of stress. Yeah. I wouldn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. I would think anybody that would want that kind of a position has got a screw loose. And let me tell you, in the sciences, some of the women that I've met, like Kubler-Ross and some of the others like that, they're just as bright as any man.
Legia, you're up next with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. What's your first question?
Can mosquitoes carry and spread the HIV virus?
There are three theoretical mechanisms which would allow blood-sucking insects such as mosquitoes to transmit HIV. The first, I would say no. I don't think that mosquitoes will, the mechanism would imitate the cycle by feeding on an HIV-positive carrier and ingesting the virus particles within the blood meal that it took. Now, for the virus to be passed on, it would have to survive inside the mosquito. And what actually happens is that this mechanism used by most mosquito-borne parasites, including malaria, yellow fever, and, encephalitis, it's not from the mosquito, but has to do with our salivary glands in our body. I don't think a mosquito can pass on HIV. I think it breaks down and is the second mechanism. I have an article that I looked up that talks about it. But basically, if the skin of the new host, the mosquito would have to transfer the virus particles that were adhering to the mosquito from a previous meal, and this mechanism is not common in most things. It will carry viruses, but not the HIV one. These are genetics that are specific to certain kinds of things. I think HIV originally came from pigs. That seems to be what the research is, not from a mosquito. You can get malaria and, the Westbourne virus, Nile virus, those kinds of things from certain kinds of mosquitoes, and that's why the Center for Disease Control is out there trying to regulate and control some of the spread of some of these things. I think that there's a lot of misinformation and that it's to cause you fear in having you be inoculated more frequently than probably I would be comfortable in doing with my body. I know that there are certain things that we want to stamp out, like polio, but I think today they are too quick to give you an immunization kind of thing. This was in a previous question that we didn't get to, but it's something I feel very strongly about, and is hurting kids. Making them autistic. There is a direct relationship now to flu shots and damaging children. And so I'm concerned. And I don't trust doctors to give you the right information. And so that comes back to your parents and people like myself trying to, give you other sides of the story you need to think about. I don't think a mosquito can give you HIV because I don't think the vector works correctly for HIV in terms of blood and things like that. But it's an excellent question and one I'm going to research more fully and send to Grace for a more thorough answer because it's something that needs to be asked and be a major concern for everybody.
Rick, during the Middle Ages, I believe I remember reading where dead bodies of people and animal and their clothing was used to spread disease. And Legia, as a result of your question, you know, the government listens to this broadcast, and they probably, somebody's probably saying, wow, what a great idea. We can use mosquitoes to spread disease and kill our enemies. I mean, I think that's coming next. I hate to say it, but what an easy way to spread disease by using mosquitoes. The only problem, and I am not advocating this. I mean, there's some evil people in this world who I believe would think like this. But the problem with mosquitoes is they can fly all over the place, and they could spread the disease to the people who want them to spread the disease, and it could kill the originators of the disease. So that's the kind of stuff that happens in war. War is a horrible thing, and HIV is a horrible thing. So it's a brilliant question, and Rick, our sixth graders are asking questions that many adults haven't even thought of, you know?
No, I understand that. That's what makes them brighter, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lily, you are up next with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Lily, please ask your question.
Are the stories true about the people in the old days getting buried alive?
You've been watching too much Mythbuster. That was a TV show that came out testing the myths to see if someone could survive after being buried alive for 2 hours before being rescued. And I don't know. I don't think so. We have better ways of determining whether someone's dead or in a coma than we used to. So, you know, someone in a coma two centuries ago might have been buried prematurely. They weren't dead, but we didn't know that.
Yeah, and Lily, there's an old term called a dead ringer, you know. And I believe that term relates to having a string and attached to a bell. And the string would be in the coffin of the person being buried. And if the person woke up, you know, while he was buried, he'd ring or pull the string and ring the bell, and someone would sit in the cemetery and listen all night for that bell to ring, and they'd say, "Hey, that's a dead ringer," and better, you know, uncover him. So it's possible. It's possible that people were buried because maybe we didn't know that they were actually dead, but close to being dead and appeared to be dead. Olivia, you're up next when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Grace Thorne's with us. Our sixth grade class is with us. Ryan, Oklahoma Public Schools. And class, I want to thank you for that sign that you made out of wood. It is hanging right next to me in the studio. And my sign says, no whining. Thanks so much for that. And Lily, during the commercial break, I posted on the website, usaprepares.com, a story, an article about people being buried alive in the old days. And the term saved by the bell and dead ringers are expressions from that era. So that string would be rung by a person in a coffin buried in alive and unintentionally. I mean, it wasn't like they put someone in a coffin intentionally and buried him. It was they thought the person was dead, and in fact, the person was not. And saved by the bell was the expression for ringing the bell attached to the string on the person's wrist that was just buried. So someone would stay up in the cemetery the night of the burial to make sure that that bell did not ring. And
she was probably responding to that. Last week there was a report of someone that had been buried alive and came out of death
and
during what he was doing.
Yeah.
I remember that's probably what stimulated that. Yeah.
Yeah, and Lily, that is a very valid question.
Oh, yeah.
That was something that I wanted to know when I was your age also. Olivia, you are up next. What is your first question?
Is it true that eating animal kidneys could help your eyesight or eye disease?
That's a good question. If your kidneys are not functioning properly, it can affect the blood pressure in your blood vessels, which can damage your eyes. A disease in the kidney function can also cause problems with blood sugar, which can also damage your eyes. Eating someone else's kidney, I do not think, will affect your eyesight. But that one's over the edge for me, and where did you hear that?
boy had very poor eyesight and saw creepy things, and his friend told him eating animal kidneys would help his eyesight, and, you know, he did it and it made his eyesight better, and yeah.
Well, I don't think so. Like liver, eating liver gets, you know, increases your blood because of the iron in it, but really, I don't think eating a kidney, I don't think kidneys are edible, first off. I think they're toxic to begin with, because that's what they do, is filter toxins out of the body, which means the kidney is going to be one of the places where you have all the creepiest, weirdest toxins in your body, or one of them. You know, so I wouldn't recommend eating some kidneys. And kidney beans are not kidney stones or kidneys. And so the giblets from Turkey, I used to like them because they tasted good. But I didn't eat them to make my eyes better. I eat carrots.
Olivia,
style.
Olivia, are you looking to improve your vision?
No, I've got really good vision. I just wondered.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's an interesting question, and it's how myths are created. You know, the kidneys will affect your eyesight. If you have bad kidneys, they will affect your eyesight. But eating someone else's kidney, that's crazy. You know, they used to think that eating someone's heart would make you stronger and take on the warrior aspects of someone else. That was why they're eating your heart. But that's crazy. You know, I wouldn't do that.
Well, Olivia,
I have kidneys in my store and kind of went a little insane.
Yeah.
I started murdering people and eating their kidneys instead of animal kidneys.
It's an interesting question, and you're out surfing just like everybody else is, trying to find answers, I see.
Mm-hmm. Olivia, to add to this discussion, I'm behind the screens for at least 4 or 5 hours a day, you know, in the studio, doing research and being on the air. And there's a supplement that Youngevity makes that I take every day. It's called De-Stress. D-S-T-R-E-S-S. Not that I'm under stress, but it has a lot of vitamin C, vitamin B1, B2, B6, B12, pantothenic acid, magnesium, calcium, and it works for me. So I just wanted to share that with you. If anyone is interested in improving eyesight, it works for me. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com. It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're teaching sixth grade science today. And class, let me ask you all at the same time. So here's my question for you. Would you, I'm asking the entire class all at the same time. Would you rather be doing this broadcast, preparing for this broadcast, and actually being on the air worldwide, or would you rather be doing something else? What would you rather do?
Tattoo myself, so there. I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Yeah.
I'm not into pain.
So
I understand getting a tattoo is painful.
Yeah, and Rick, since you mentioned that, I remember some elementary school students, you know, writing on their arm with a ballpoint pen, a blue pen, and then taking a needle and sticking it through. Yeah, and sticking a needle in through whatever they wrote, if they wrote love or Mary or whatever, and then poking a bunch of holes in their arm till it bled, and then that ink would be transferred under the skin, and then later on when they washed their hand or their arm, there was this horrible looking thing with blue ink and dots on their arm, and as they got older, it kind of spread and faded, and it was just awful. So I wanted to tell you that, you know, you can watch what other people do, and if you don't like it, don't do it. Okay, class? Mackenzie, you're up next. What is your next question?
What causes people to go crazy?
What causes people to go crazy?
Yeah.
Well, some people would say that I've been crazy right from the get. Crazy is usually measured by other people's standards. And it doesn't mean they're crazy. It means they're crazy reference to his belief system. Like, I don't want the money. I would rather just give you this and be, you know, comfortable with it being given as a gift. And someone else then would say, you're crazy. Take the money and run. Am I crazy? Yeah. So, you know, it's all crazy is always referenced to someone else. And really, what is so wonderful about you guys is the diversity of your craziness. You're each of you different than the other. And really, that is possibly the most wonderful thing about being a human being, the differences.
Mm-hmm. So crazy in that context is about differences. So you might
it's
say
value.
Someone's crazy when actually they're just, yeah, their values
different.
Are different from yours. Mm-hmm. Okay. Savannah, you're up next with yours. Your next question.
Why doesn't the sun burn up?
Well, I think it's going to at some point, not today, and probably not in the next million years, but that is what suns do. They do burn up. They become a white dwarf, or they go supernova and blow up, or they consume themselves and become a black hole. I think it's a time frame reference. It seems like the sun keeps burning and burning and burning. It's also a lot of stuff to burn, and so it's going to take a long time to burn up, that kind of thing. So I don't think the sun is not burning up. It is. In fact, they do say that the sun's lifespan is about another 2 billion years, something like that.
You know, Rick, when I was in school, it was almost an infinite amount of time that they were predicting that it would take before the sun burns up. But as you said, it will burn up. But, you know, life on Earth will end way before the sun finishes burning up. I mean, Rick, when the sun is half consumed, it will probably be freezing cold here, right?
Oh, yeah. The Earth fell into the sun or something even worse. You know, comet hit it, whatever. Uh-huh. A lot of things can happen between now and then.
But, Savannah, I'd like to assure you, and this was a question that I had when I was about your age, you know, how much time do we have before the sun burns up? The bottom line is you won't see it in your lifetime. Your children won't see it in their lifetimes, okay? So that's pretty much given. You will not see the sun burn up to the point where we are going to disappear and die as a result of the sun being consumed or consuming itself. So you don't have to worry about that. Would you agree with that, Rick?
Yes, I would. So enjoy the heat.
Yep. Gunner, you're up next.
What part of the body is most sensitive to radiation?
What's that question again?
What part of the body is most sensitive to radiation?
Well, there's different kinds of radiation. In terms of particulate, it would be your thyroid. The thyroid is why radiation is more dangerous to children than it is to adults, because their thyroid is not as well developed. And so that's why you take iodine and other kinds of things, because iodine will absorb and help the thyroid remediate the radiation that you might be taking into your body from breathing and whatever like that. Obviously, there are organs that are not going to like being x-rayed. That's a different kind of radiation. So there's different kinds of radiation going on, including cell phones. I don't think your brain likes that cell phone up next to the ear, because it's radiating and is sending out a bunch of gamma rays, if you will. That's what they are. And they will hit at some point. They're very small, so the likelihood of hitting is low. But they'll hit a cell and cause that cell to mutate or be damaged. That's what cancer is. Cancer is when the body is reproducing itself and makes a mistake. The body is always making mistakes, but you don't want that mistake to continue and metastasize or spread. And so you try, and the body has its own defenses, constantly replenishing cells, getting rid of damaged cells, getting rid of old cells, replacing yourself with yourself. And the thyroid is one of your first lines of defense against toxins and radiation like that. And in children, especially under 2 years old, they essentially have no defense.
And Rick, one of the things that that helps prevent the body from the intake of iodine, which is necessary to protect us from radiation, is fluoride. So fluoride is a bad thing. Fluoride in the water will help, will prevent you from absorbing iodine. And there's some other things that you need to, I'm going to do a, put a post on the website, Gunnar, for you about this. And you can go to usaprepares.com, maybe sometime this week during class if it's convenient for your instructor, Mrs. Thorne, to let you. But you want to eat organic foods. You want to look for organic whole grain foods. You want to avoid sodas. Now, this is from an article from Dr. Mercola. So I'm going to post that on the website for you, Gunnar, right, well, during this broadcast. Samantha, you're up next. What is your question for Dr. Rick Miller?
Can you freeze mercury?
Oh, wow. Sure. Everything has a frost point. Mercury is a metal that at room temperature is in a semi-liquid form because of its chemical structure and physical structure will tend to be a liquid at room temperature. At lower temperatures, down near absolute zero, mercury, like everything else, will be a solid. Everything's a little different, though.
Well, how does it work as a thermometer?
In a thermometer, what's happening is that variations in very slight variations in temperature going from below freezing up to 120 degrees Fahrenheit causes the metal liquid to expand. And the heat causes the metal to expand so that it's sitting down in a ball, and then it moves up into a hollow tube where the expanded metal is now turning into not a gas, but approaching, going into a gas where it expands. And then they calibrate the level of it based on the, the hollow of the tube. This is 70 degrees, this is 72.4 degrees, this is, that kind of thing. liquid. Mercury is one of those metals that at room temperature is in a semi-liquid form.
Will the thermometer break if it freezes?
No, that would presume like water. If there were water in the mercury in the tube, water is one of the very few elements that when it freezes, it expands rather than contracts. Mercury contracts, so there would be no internal pressure to cause the thing to break. It would be getting into a smaller and smaller ball. If it were full of water, that would break the glass.
Okay, we're going into a commercial break. We're going to be right back. And, Gunnar, I just posted that article for you about iodine. So you can look at usapreparis.com sometime after this broadcast, and you'll see it. Coming up next, Brooke, you're up next. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparers.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's gonna be sliding. One of today's hot. Well, today you've got your. Take my. When you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're teaching sixth grade class. Ryan, Oklahoma, Grace Thorne's class. And, you know, sometimes you wonder how you're doing, class, right? You wonder how well you did on that paper or on that test. Well, right now there are about 100 broadcasts going on TalkStream Live. And of all of those broadcasts, out of about 100 of them, you are number 14. That means that you're getting an 86 for this class. So if you're wondering how well you're doing,
I had an 86. That's from a radio perspective. I think
from our perspective,
super,
Rick.
You know, I'm just impressed with the question.
From our perspective, A plus, right, Rick?
A plus. I'm impressed. Julie is here with me, saying hi to Grace. You two have talked with each other, and I'm glad that Julie's up visiting. She's a first grade teacher down in Los Angeles that just retired, and she's impressed with the kinds of questions you kids are asking. I am too, by the way.
And Rick, you know, some of these questions during the break.
Well, they're challenging, even to me.
Rick, during the break. The students decided that they would ask some of the questions they came up with spontaneously before the broadcast.
Brooke, and I do better doing that than trying to prepare, even though I got the lift drag and all the rest of it. I had to look it up.
Brooke, you're next. What is your next question, Brooke?
Can people really read your poem and tell your future?
Wow, what a great question.
Can people really read
your poem and predict your future?
Well, the Compton St. Germain wrote the most definitive book on palmistry back a century ago. It's like reading someone's face, just the war wounds. I don't know how real that is any more than I do astrology. It is a type of way of possibly talking to yourself by looking for signs in the physical world, like a mark here and a line there. And whether or not it's the mark and the line that are real, what is your relationship to it? And what you really believe is happening. That's where it gets real.
Yeah, and, you know, it may be that some of the things that are done during palm readings are generic enough so that they may appear to be real. and forecast.
That's a good point. You know, iridology is another one. They used to tell by looking at your eye what toxins are in your body and what health problems you have. Is that real? I don't know. What I do know is some people are real good at diagnosing illness by looking at the eye. Now, is it the eye that's telling them? It's a person's interpretation and his relationship to that interpretation. It's hard to say, isolating the variable there. My phone is about to
die. You know, Rick, I've asked a medical doctor, Dr. Sheely, you know, when a patient comes down the hallway, and you get a chance to see that patient walk toward you, and you see their gait, their stance, their posture, their skin color, their hair, you know, the texture of their skin. I asked him if he could tell the person's general health, and he said absolutely. So, you know, there are some characteristics that can be observed.
Well, yeah, and it's just like a vet that can't talk to the dog has to have the dog communicate what's wrong by the way it moves, acts, and it takes really good vet that can read an animal and know what's wrong with it.
Yeah, so Brooke, possibly that we're talking about, well, you know, the palm reader may have seen other physical attributes of that person. You know, the skin, the eyes, the hair, the general health. By observing that, then, you know, just looking down at the palm after observing all that, and then saying, you know what, I think you're concerned about your health, and the person might be, because the person's unhealthy. So, you know, it could be some fabrication involved, and it could be maybe a little bit of reality. I'm not sure. I don't think Dr. Richard Allen Miller is sure about that either. What a great class. Grace Thorne, thanks so much for being with us. Class, thanks so much for being with us. And above all, honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you. I'll post this on the website.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.